They can't recognize me without.
When you walk into Carmel Tattoo, it's as if you're walking into another world. There's all this flash on the wall.
What I see on the walls are flash sheets.
Flash is essentially different sheets that tattooers will make up of different designs, you know, they either want to do or have seen and want to take, do their own take of.
There are ones that are more realistic and portrait-like, and they're in black and white.
Carmel Tattoo Inc. is located in the heart of downtown Carmel. They've been open...
well, since 2010.
It is run by owners Michelle and Adam French. And although tattoos are now custom pieces of art...
today, people want custom pieces.
They weren't always.
Tattoos don't have one specific origin, and the history is pretty vague. Tattoos can be seen in mummies from all around the world. A mummy in pre-Incan Peru has a tattoo of a mustache on its upper lip. For these earlier civilizations, a tattoo could symbolize a change in social life, like the change from child to adult or marriage. And if the pain of the tattoo proved to be too much, then the unfinished tattoo would be a mark of shame. The anglicized word
tattoos
comes from the Tahitian word
tatau,
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 which means to make permanent marks on the skin. In 1779, English captain James Hook came to the island of Tahiti and faced heavily tattooed Tahitians. This encounter with Captain James Hook's crew triggered a trend of tattoos in Victorian high society. Now, publicly, it was considered unacceptable to have a tattoo, but behind closed doors, many people, including people of high class, had tattoos, and it is even speculated that Queen Victoria herself had a tattoo. And over time, tattoos became a form of self-expression and art. In 1846, in Lower Manhattan, New York, the first tattoo shop came to be.
You would walk into a shop, and literally, they would have this flash on the wall.
Flash or flash sheets are watercolor paintings in picture frames on the walls to exhibit what tattoos the artists can do.
And each picture would have a number next to it. And you would walk in and say, I want number 6. You had to pick something off the wall.
This is Adam. He is owner and tattooer at Carmel Inc.
Today, hardly anyone picks it. They can. They can come in and pick any one of these off the wall and we can do it for them. But that hardly ever happens anymore.
He's been in this business since
2010,
when he and his wife decided to open up the shop.
Michelle and I wanted to do something of our own, and we had both spent our lives working for other people, and it was we felt our time to branch out on our own.
Adam became a tattoo artist after apprenticing under two different existing tattooers.
We brought in existing tattooers that had been doing it for years and years, and I learned under them.
There's no college for tattoo artists. It's all professionals teaching beginners.
There's only one way to go about it, and that's to apprentice under an existing tattooer. There are far more aspiring tattooers than available apprenticeships. So that's why I say it's a difficult profession to break into.
Although there is no formal training to become a tattoo artist, there is still a lot of work that goes into creating a final product.
There's steps involved. You know, first off, you would do a consultation with the customer. Some tattoos are real simple, some tattoos are pretty complex, so...
I'm getting a cactus today with flowers.
We put a stencil on the customer. They have an opportunity to, you know, accept it or request changes. Usually they're good to go, and we start tattooing.
But sometimes it's not as easy as that. Not everyone has a great idea for a tattoo.
Pretty much every day we have some crazy idea that we have to talk customers out of. We get a lot of customers that come in and they've had a grandparent or a family member has passed away, and they have a Christmas card or a greeting card from that relative, and it's got their handwriting on it. A lot of times customers will come in and they'll take that greeting card and ask us to put a tattoo on them in their grandparents' handwriting.
Okay, if I get a tattoo, it would be to remember my grandma.
When I get a tattoo, I'm going to get my grandma's handwriting.
You know, it's a cool idea. I understand why they want to do that. But unless that person had perfect handwriting...
Adam says that sometimes people just need to be told the truth. In most tattoo shops, there's sort of a tattoo season. This happens in the summer months when business is booming. Then it starts to change.
Most shops get really slow. Their business dies off in the winter months.
As it gets colder, not as many people want tattoos. But Carmel Tattoo Inc. seems to be busy year-round.
We never die off. We stay pretty consistently busy all year long.
We stay constantly busy. Our shop is like the only shop around that you can come in and, you know, have somebody actually talk to you.
Carmel Tattoo Inc. has a really
laid-back,
chill
vibe to it.
We make sure to say hi to everybody around.
Hi, my name's Elle.
This is Elle Ray French. She is the future owner and master tattooer at Carmel Tattoo Inc.
Carmel Tattoo Inc. is a pretty cool place. From the atmosphere to the people inside, Carmel Tattoo is doing it all right.